I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, President Obama has pledged to help General Motors emerge stronger after forcing the company into bankruptcy. But we wondered about the difference between bankruptcy for a company and for an individual. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes with one of our regular contributors on matters of personal finance and the economy. But first, we're going to talk about the murder of Dr. George Tiller. He was gunned down on Sunday while serving as an usher at his church in Wichita, Kansas. It was a brazen and chilling act under any circumstances, but the murder took on a special meaning to an increasingly small fraternity, doctors who perform abortions. Dr. George Tiller was one of only a handful of doctors in the nation who perform late-term abortions, a practice that had for years made him the target of countless protests and threats of violence. In 1993, Tiller was shot in both arms by an abortion opponent. Before that, his clinic was bombed. A suspect has been apprehended in his murder, a 51-year-old man named Scott Roeder. And several pro-life groups have condemned the killing. But in the wake of the shooting, the nation's abortion providers are taking extra precautions. And abortion rights advocates are concerned that threats of violence could prompt other practitioners to stop providing the service. Joining me now to talk about all this is Dr. Joseph Booker. He is now the only doctor in the state of Mississippi whose practice legally performs abortions. He works at the Jackson Women's Health Organization in Jackson, Mississippi, where he joins me now. Dr. Booker, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Can I ask you what went through your mind when you heard about what happened to Dr. Tiller? Did you know Dr. Tiller?
I knew him by telephone. I never met him in person. But what went through my mind is flashback to 1994 when Dr. Britton and his escort were killed in Pensacola, Florida. And then there was a sense of, here we go again. Here comes the extremism. And then, of course, there was naturally some fear.
I understand. As I understand it, you first set up your practice in Gulfport in 1988. Is it a general obstetrics and gynecology practice?
It was just gynecology, no obstetrics, but I did all gynecology and abortion services.
May I ask you why you feel it's important to provide that service?
Because I think a woman has a right to choose, and it should be done under a safe and legal manner by doctors trained to perform abortions. When I was going through medical school, I had a rotation at San Francisco General Hospital, and I saw a lady come through and had an illegal abortion because it was not legal at that time. And she had a perforation of her uterus, which is a hole in her uterus, from more than likely a coat hanger. And she had gotten an infection from that coat hanger, which we call sepsis, which means it was all throughout her body. And it was like touch and go as far as saving her life.
Did she survive?
She survived.
As I understand it, a decade ago, there were some six such clinics in Mississippi, and now you're the only one left. Why do you think that is?
There is especially in the Deep South, there's a stigma for doctors who do abortions. A lot of doctors don't want the picketing of their homes, of the clinic, and they don't want to go through all the harassment and, the threats. A lot of doctors are dissuaded from learning the practice of abortion because of the stigma attached to it around the country. And also, the majority of the residency OBGYN residency programs don't even teach the residents abortions anymore.
Have you ever been personally threatened yourself?
Yes, I have.
What form does this take? And has it always been that way since you set up your practice?
It's always been that way, and it's always from the quote-unquote peaceful protesters on the outside of the clinic. And they have picketed my home on occasions and visited my neighbors, knocking door-to-door saying, you have a baby killer in your neighborhood.
You're saying that you have been threatened. Is this an occasional thing, or is this an ongoing thing?
Well, in 1994, right after Dr. Britton was murdered in Pensacola, it was an ongoing thing. I was under U.S. Marshals protection for 18 months, and they kept me under that protection for 18 months because they were apparently getting information that there were threats still going on.
Do you feel more at risk now than you did before?
Yes, I do.
And are you taking any special steps to address that?
Some of the precautions, like I said, are were provided to me by the U.S. Marshals, and just generally, it's to use common sense, be aware of your surroundings, and do things to prevent showing that you have any sort of pattern as far as where you go.
What do you think should happen now?
What I would like to happen is, number one, stricter enforcement of the FACE Act, which means Federal Access to Clinic Entrance Act, where they're not supposed to trespass on a property or prevent the patients, the doctors, or the staff from entering the clinic. which is not being enforced. And also I would like to see mandatory 25-foot buffer zones around clinics to keep the protesters away from the staff, the doctor, and the patients. And I also would like to see something done as far as not allowing them to come out and protest a person's private home.
President Obama, as I'm sure you know, has urged civility in this discussion. Just a few weeks ago in a speech at Notre Dame University, where he was the commencement speaker, and as you probably remember, that there were a number of people protesting his appearance there, saying because he is a supporter of abortion rights, that he should not have been so honored. And he, in that speech, called for more civility in this discussion around this issue. And he's asked for people who have different points of view to stop demonizing each other. And I'm just wondering how that speech struck you, and do you think it's made any difference?
It hasn't made any difference yet because some of these people, I mean, you just can't reason with them. They won't listen to reason. And one big misunderstanding they have is they think because you believe in abortion rights that you're pro-abortion. But believing in a woman's right to choose does not make you pro-abortion. It makes you a believer that a woman should be able to execute her constitutional right to have an abortion. It does not mean you're pro-abortion. Nobody is pro-abortion. We like to limit the number of abortions, too.
Do you ever envision a time when you and I will not be having the kind of conversation we're having now? That there will be some peace around this issue or perhaps some understanding or meeting of the minds? What do you think?
Well, I think all the killings that have been done by these quote-unquote pro-life people. And until they can understand that violence is not the answer and learn to respect other people's opinion and at least sit down to a table and try to come to a common ground and civility, like President Obama said, then it's not going to work.
Dr. Joseph Booker is the lead physician at Jackson Women's Health Organization in Jackson, Mississippi. It's the only clinic in the state which provides abortions, and he was kind enough to join us from his office. Dr. Booker, thank you for speaking with us.
You're so welcome, Michelle.